That's 1-800-205-6245.
Good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, who's an investigative reporter, ordinarily investigates political events. But this morning we're going to be talking about something that is not political. In fact, it is an incredible, incredible story about a series of events that took place in Israel over a period of many years, from about the middle mid-1980s until the mid-1990s, that defy logical explanation. But then if you heard me say so many times before, if something doesn't appear to be logical, then there must be another explanation. So with that as the background, we're going to be talking about the return of the giants. And this is a story that Barry actually researched personally during this era in Israel, and he's written a book about it, and he'll tell you how to get that book. Go ahead, Barry. Good to have you with us again.
Always my pleasure, and it's kind of a break to talk about this. Normally the news out of Israel this week concerning my work is huge. I mean, the Rabin assassination and the conspiracy is number one news there. I went to Yediot Ahronot, that's the major newspaper. They have a website called Ynet, and there were two films and two articles, and the whole country talking about the Rabin conspiracy, and I had requests to phone Israel and be interviewed, the whole thing. It's exploding big time. Enough of Rabin. Let's talk about December 23rd, the evening to the 24th. This was in 1994 in a place called Yitzitz. Now Yitzitz was 10 miles from where I lived in Beit Shemesh, so I had a unique opportunity to go and interview the people. I took my kids. The girl was just a little baby, but the son was big enough to be astounded by what we saw. And here's the story. The man's name is Herschel Costantini. He is the sheriff of Yitzitz, or the equivalent of. I think it was called Mefakech HaBitachon, security manager. Nonetheless, he had a serious position, and for some reason, his house was chosen to be an eyewitness to a 9-foot giant. Now, astounding as this story is, it was front page news in Israel, and the story goes that he's in his home at about 10 o'clock in the evening with his friend Danny Ezra, and they're just playing cards when suddenly the house shakes like there was an earthquake. The way Herschel describes it, they thought that a truck had passed by their house, which is very unlikely because this is a little village with, oh, I would guess, 200 families. And so he goes to the front door, he opens the door, and there is a 9-foot being. He never described his face. He said his face was covered in what he described as an electronic mist. He saw the body, which was very robotic, and it walked robotically. He saw it run away from the house. But the point being is that when you're playing cards and you open the door and there's a 9-foot giant in front of you, odds are you're going to be, it was just an ordinary evening of card playing. You're going to be a little astounded. He looks at this thing and he slams the door shut and he says to his friend Danny, would you mind opening the blinds looking out there? Now, just like in the movies, Danny looked and then he fainted, which, again, may be a reaction caused by this being, whatever it was. And we'll talk about it very shortly, but Herzl, as security officer for the community of Yitzhak, gets on the phone and phones the army, and he tells them to get to Yitzhak in a hurry. There may be a terrorist invasion. They ask him what kind of terrorist, and he says a 9 foot tall giant.
I can imagine the response of the people in the military when somebody describes a 9 foot giant.
It wasn't optimistic. Okay? They thought he was a crackpot, as undoubtedly anyone answering that call would. Then he tells them who he is, and he gives them his army rank and where he served in the Yom Kippur War, the whole routine, and the army does send a crew out there. It arrives about 20 minutes later, and what they found is just astounding, really. And this is when I brought my children. Well, the boy could step in the tracks. There were tracks. Now, these tracks were 35 centimeters into the ground at the sole and about 5 or 10 at the heel. We took plaster casts of them, and that's on this DVD I sent you, Return of the Giants, where we have someone named Doran Rotem pouring plaster into one of the tracks and being filmed taking it out, and that was a mighty big boot. Now, later the sightings crew came to Israel to film one of the 5 episodes that I inspired them to film. 5 segments in Israel were filmed because I sent a letter that got the crew to Israel. Now, I was filmed trying to make a track in this ground. Remember, it's December, which is winter in Israel, and the ground is just solid, filled with rain. And I jumped as high as I could into the air. I stomped. I could only go like a millimeter into the ground. This thing, in order to make the tracks that deep, whoops, we'll find out how much weight in a second.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest is morning, Barry Shamish, and he's telling us the story which he personally researched, talking to the people who were involved about this gentleman who was the chief law enforcement officer in this small village, who sees a 9-foot giant on his front porch, and of course, then he calls the police, the military comes, and they begin to evaluate the tracks of this giant. And so you pick up the story there.
Well, first of all, it had to have weighed a ton. There's no way, nothing can make a track like that. Unless it weighed a ton. Now, these tracks went for 8.5 kilometers to a village called Kerem Shalom, which had a ton of UFO activity the year before. Now, the Army are now looking at these tracks, and this is what I brought my son. I actually put my little son into a track, and he sunk to his knees. And he was old enough to know that there was something very strange about this. Now, the tracks themselves, part of the time, they were like a human gate. But sometimes they would stop, and the being, whatever it was, must have floated 12, 15 feet forward, because then the tracks would start again, and there'd be this gap in between them. And occasionally there would be a third round track, which I assumed was some sort of walking stick. It wasn't a shoe track, it was a round track that went straight into the ground. All of this, the Army followed that night, and they were asked to explain the public. There was, believe it or not, this made the papers. When you phone the Army, thinking there might have been a terrorist attack, and the Army comes, you get some media. The next day, it's in the papers that there's 8.5 kilometers of very, very strange tracks emanating from its seats. And the Army was asked to explain what they were. And the Army gave up. They'd never seen a thing like this before. So they called in the Nature Authority to explain what the tracks were. And now the media is following the Nature Authority. They want to know what made these tracks. The Nature Authority, they sent out a ranger, or the Israeli equivalent to a ranger. And he follows the tracks, and he goes on TV and says, as best as he can figure, they were made by a camel. Okay?
A camel.
Right. Now, it was pointed out to him that it would have had to have been a two-legged floating camel. And he was shaken a bit by this explanation. And then he changed his tune and said, you're right, it was probably an antelope, okay? But you still have the same problem, that the thing walks on 2 feet, occasionally carrying a cane, and occasionally floating. And finally he said, I don't know, maybe it was from outer space. Those were his actual words, by the way, from the Nature Authority. Now, eventually, there was a public demand to know what was in its seats. And the Army issued the following explanation. They decided that it was a cult, a very, very strange cult. Now I got to tell you, I want to join this cult. It sounds like a terrific cult. You get to dress up like giants, make impossible tracks for 8.5 kilometers, scare the heebie-jeebies out of the town sheriff, This is a cult anyone would want to join. It's never been seen again, but this is what the army left the people with, that it had to have been some sort of cult. Now, I went to Yitzhak, and by the way, I went to Yitzhak, I think it was the morning after, the day after, the morning after, and I wasn't alone. There was an ice cream truck there. Every time there's a major, well, every time there were major UFO incidents, somehow or another, ice cream trucks knew that this would be a good place to sell ice cream. Because when I got there, there were lots of people, and there was an ice cream truck. Are we there?
We're still there, yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, I spoke to Danny Ezra, and he was just too stunned to talk. I mean, he was, it was like sleepwalking. He was just too thoroughly confused, and he didn't want to go on record. He did say a few words to me, did confirm that he had seen this thing. But Herschel was very good, and the day before, he had been to a clinic, and he showed me the papers. And later, the sightings crew and a crew from Germany, who I also took, and a crew from Vancouver, who I also took to meet Herschel, he showed the same papers. The morning of the incident, his gonad, one gonad, flared up to the size of a football. And he was taken to a clinic, and there it is, written there, extreme inflammation of one gonad. And he was given antibiotics, and the gonad returned to normal. The question is why this happened. And I think it might be related to Danny Ezra fainting, and God help us if it's true that they use Herschel in some kind of interbreeding experiment. I mean, why that happened, it has never been explained, but it did happen. Now, I was roaming around the Moshav, and either someone came to me, I don't have a clear memory of how I got to the Sa'adon family, but I did. The Sa'adon family has two kids, Itamar and Yaakov, 12 and 13, they filmed the UFO over Yitzhak, well, at the very moment that it was at Herschel's house. They did not know it was at Herschel's house. They just stepped outside, saw this thing in the sky, and they filmed it, and that's on my DVD. It's the first one on my DVD is in the section on Israeli UFOs. That is the very first one, the kids UFO film, and they explained how stunned they were that this was over their house, and you can hear them talking in Hebrew, asking what it is. But the mother says to me, if you think my kids and I were stunned, you ought to see our dog. All right? And I said, why? What's with the dog? She takes me outside, and there are ashes. There's just a pile of ashes beside a sofa that was obviously burnt. She points to the ashes, and she says, that was the doghouse. And on this film the kids took, you can hear this dog barking like crazy. She said, just 1 second, and the doghouse was lit up like a torch. She said that thing was burnt. Now, by lit up, by the way, there were no flames. I used the wrong metaphor. It dissolved. It simply dissolved.
Well, basically, some sort of a beam comes out of this spacecraft, wasn't that it?
Yes. Some sort of beam that partially burnt their sofa and completely destroyed the dog. Now, this dog was beside his old house. You have never seen a more traumatized dog in your life. I mean, this dog was looking for its house and saw a bunch of ashes and remembered something, I suppose. But it was just a whimpering, confused little dog. Now, they were very kind to me. They gave me pieces of the doghouse and of the sofa. Now, the sofa, what I took were, well, when you burn a sofa with a beam from a ship, it turns black and hard. And you could see where it bubbled. And I took this stuff home and I gave it to the sightings crew later on to examine. She said, I used to have a patio with a doghouse and a sofa. And she said, my whole patio was burned. This is all happening at the Sadun house next to Herschel Cosentini on that peculiar night when the 9-foot giant arrived and made 8.5 kilometers worth of tracks through the town of Yitzhak. Now, people, this was a major story in Israel, and it's not something anybody in their right mind would go on the air and make up. This actually was an extremely publicized visitation by giants in Israel.
Let me make a comment for our listeners. A lot of this is on the DVD, which Barry has. He's kind enough to send it to me. It is a fascinating DVD, and you want to see pictures of UFOs. Why, it must, everybody over there in Israel must have a video camera, because they got more pictures of UFOs. And, you know, it's a consistent pattern, and then you'll see a lot of clips out of the various television programs filmed by Fox and sightings. And Barry, of course, is in a lot of these programs presenting what happened. So pick the story up there. But I just want to put a plug in for your DVD because I really enjoyed it.
Let's get it over with now so we can go on to the story of Gilgal Rephaim. If you want my book, Return of the Giants, which incidentally contains three photos of a genuine alien filmed in a place called Kfar Chayal, amongst 30 other pictures, you go to lulu.com. You go to www.lulu.com. In the top right-hand corner, it says search. Write in my name, Chamish, and then you just order Return of the Giants. And it's not much money. I think it's about $18 sent to your house and about $9 to download. So that's how you get the book, lulu.com. And for the DVD, I'll leave my phone number if anyone's interested. My cell number is 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. I'll send a copy out to you. And my website, which has nothing about UFOs on it, barely anything. Nonetheless, it's the Barry Chalmers website. Just go to www.barrychalmers.com, and you'll get to it. And if you want to email me, just write Chalmers, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, at netvision, one long word, N-E-T-V-I-S-I-O-N, .net, N-E-T.I-L, Chalmers at netvision.net.il. Now, let's go to a site in Israel which should be a major tourist attraction. And it's amazing it's not a major tourist attraction. It's in the Golan Heights, and the site is called Gilgal Rephaim, which means the Circle of the Giants. And traditionally, that has always been the name of this circle. Now, it's not a little circle. It's 155 meters in diameter. It's five concentric rings. It used 37,000 tons of loose rock. That means somehow the people knew how to make loose rock stay in place. And more to the point, you cannot appreciate this thing except from the air. Now, I took Michael Hesman, a German film producer, to see Gilgal Rephaim with a tremendous host, the curator of the museum in Katsrin. Katsrin is the only large town in the Golan Heights, and he gave us the full tour of this site. Gilgal Rephaim was constructed 5,200 years ago. That's more than 500 years after the pyramids.
We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing, Medicaid, and Medicare available.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, one more time, I want you to get out your website and then tell our listeners how they can get your books from lulu.com.
Sure. Return of the Giants. You go to www.lulu.com. Write my name in the right-hand corner where it says search, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and you'll see Return of the Giants with other books. My website, go to that Barry Shamish website, or just write in barryshamish.com, and it'll take you there. And I'll let you phone me, only to order, people, the DVD. That is 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And now back to the Circle of the Giants, which exists in the Golan Heights. Israel should be promoting this. It's every bit as interesting, by the way, as Stonehenge. For reasons, at least the curator of the museum, by the way, the museum in Katrine is at least half dedicated to the site.
Barry, you said that this was built before or after the pyramids?
Way before, 700
years
before. 500 years
before the pyramids.
It was built before the Babylonian temples.
Okay, fine.
Look, understand that it was not built by anyone local. The shepherds of the Golan Heights didn't engage in megalith building. It wasn't what happened 5,200 years ago. There was no desire by these simple shepherds to move 37 Excuse me?
Go ahead.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I got a call in, I guess. There was no desire for them to move 37,000 tons of rock to build five concentric circles with a giant cairn in the middle. That didn't happen 5,200 years ago on the Golan Heights. Whoever built this thing were foreigners. And what kind of foreigners? Legend has it that they are the giants. Now, just so you know, I've been to Egypt, and I've been on Giza Peninsula. This is Giza, I'm sorry, the plateau there. This is way bigger than Giza. This circle is surrounded by 8,200 dolmens. A few of them were for funereal purposes. Mostly they were just built for reasons nobody has any understanding why. No, 8,200 is an awful lot of dolmens.
All right, Doctor, but these are very, very heavy stones, aren't they?
Some of them, in the dolmens, are up to 7 tons.
So how do you lift a 7-ton stone, you know, 5,200 years ago? That's it.
Well, you're not a Bedouin nomad from the Golan Heights, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Okay, I mean, and it gets a little weirder than that, because there are two openings in the Circle of Giants. One is in the southeast corner, the other is in the northeast corner. The southeast, now this is one of many theories, by the way. There are many theories on why this thing was built, and I'll tell you, I don't know why it was built, but apparently one gap 5,200 years ago was in perfect line for the summer solstice. The sun would come up and make a straight line from the outer rim to the inner cairn, and the other opening would show a serious rising on the same night. I think the same night. Now that's one theory, but as the curator of the Katrine Museum says, why would they take all this trouble when you can do the same thing with a stick in the ground and a rock? Which is, you know, a legitimate question. I mean, why bother when the exact same phenomena can be made in 2 seconds with a rock and a stick? But nonetheless, they built this thing. Now, the reason why it's called the Circle of the Giants, Gilgal Rephaim, is biblical. I went looking for other explanations, but one stands out in that there was a that this circle, the Golan Heights, is in the land of Bashan. And Bashan had a king named Og. Now, Og of Bashan was a giant king. The Bible says that his bedstead was put in an ancient museum and was 13 feet long. Now, I went looking for explanations of who built the Circle of the Giants and why they built the Circle of the Giants. I went to two rabbis. Rabbi Marvin Antelman has no problem with UFOs, and he can live with them. You know, if God is our God, then he's the God of the whole universe, and everything is fine as far as he's concerned. My other rabbi, Yisrael Herzog, had lots of problems. Now, the first thing he says to me is the business with Og of Bashan, he lived before the flood. And the Nephilim, which they fell. The word Nephil means they fell apparently from heaven. Where else could you fall from? Lived before the flood, but they also lived after the flood. And Rabbi Herzog told me, now, how is that possible if only Noah and his family were the survivors of this flood? How come you have the giants before the flood and after the flood? And he says Jewish oral tradition has it that Og of Bashan was a stowaway on Noah's Ark, and that after the flood he had his way with Noah's daughters, and the giants came back. And he said that's Jewish oral tradition. As far as he was concerned, the age of the circle of the giants, 5,200 years, he says, does fit in with the possibility that the giants who lived in the Golan Heights actually built this megalith in the land of Bashan. And he says it is possible, again, because Jewish oral tradition has their king surviving the floods and reproducing more Anakim or more giants. So that those were my two biblical sources for who built this really massive and exciting megalith on the Golan Heights. There were giants in ancient Israel, and they came back to modern Israel in a massive wave between March and July of 1993, just as the Oslo so-called peace accords were being formulated, and just as they were being finished, it was the end of the Kadima giants. A year later, you have this thing in your seats, and somebody's got to explain all this. By the way, it's all true. I mean, it's simply all true. There were giants in Israel in 1993 when a war accord was formulated that was as good as guaranteeing the end of Israel.
And, of course, then, what is the spiritual significance of this? We'll be back with Barry in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only one in five will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Greetings, John Lofton, recovering Republican here. Are you like me? Does everything you see, read about, or hear make you want to... Yeah, do that. If so, then you really should hear our program, The American View. It starts right here on KHNC Radio, November 5th at 10 a.m. And though I have strong views, I do consider the opinion of others.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
That's The American View, November 5th, 10 a.m.
Now is the time to begin to heal the planet.
Zip it out. Return the prize.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and of course, Barry's story already interlocks with so much of what we have found in our other studies. For instance, the Stonehenge in Great Britain is actually aligned so that during the spring solstice, why, of course, the sun rises right in the middle of one of the trilithons there, and of course, there's a center altar and a vertical a stone, and you can look right over there, and the sun sits right on top of this vertical stone, and then the great pyramids are all aligned north, south, east, and west, perfectly within a degree, And although many people will tell you that they're the burial places of the kings, there is a great deal of spiritual significance and alignment with the stars. And the same thing is true with the pyramids in South America. But nobody ever talks about these things because there is another element out there that has been around for thousands of years that most people are totally unaware of. Go right ahead, Barry.
How much time do we have?
We've got about 5 minutes.
All right. I'll make it short and sweet. Now, when I was researching this book, and by the way, I didn't know it would become a book. It did, though. It became a bunch of TV shows, and the Israeli UFO wave, whatever it was, is one of the world's most unusual. I say it's the world's best wave. Let me tell you, it was certainly documented. But I was interviewed for the Army magazine. The IDF magazine is called the Machane. It means in camp, by a lovely woman. Her name was Julie, and she was telling me that there is a unit in the Israeli Air Force, a special unit that works just on UFOs, and she said she could not get anywhere near it. She was told it exists. The public doesn't know about it. The information is absolutely guarded. Whatever happens in this wave of giants, the public is never going to know from the Air Force. She said all doors were closed to her, and she did her story about me as an outside expert, even though she was hired by the Army. This is how she did her Army service. I assume she would be sent to front lines if there were days of combat, but mostly she just wrote nice articles for B'machane, and she could not, she said she had never seen more closed doors. And believe me, the Israeli Army closes lots of doors. But on this one, she said she had never seen more closed doors. She could not break through and get the story. And she relied on me for information instead of, her boss was the IDF. So if their own reporter can't do it, you can be sure that I can't do it. Now, just a very last little item about the Kadima giant landings. There was a moshav next to Kadima called Moshav Porat, and the Guetta family, Rachel and Yitzchak, woke up one morning and their dog was whimpering, and they looked at it and something had taken out its eyes, perfectly taken out the dog's eyes, and they watched their dog die in front of them. Within about half an hour, it was dead. They went outside to the chicken coop, and all the chickens were dead, but they hadn't moved. It wasn't like a fox in the chicken house. They were in their roost, frozen solid dead, 37 of them, by the way. And then Rachel goes on to the pen for the sheep, the sheep's pen. All three of the sheep were dead. Their cheekbones had been shaved. Something was drilled to the actual cheekbone from the skin. There was no blood. All the blood had been drained out of their bodies. 6 months later, they were still not smelling. They were thrown into the Moshav garbage dump, and they were as fresh as the day they were butchered. They weren't butchered. They were just killed. Now, and besides this massacre of animals was the same 15-foot diameter circle that was found where the giants landed in Kadima, and the exact same circle, including the oils and the metal shards within the circle. Rachel Guetta, who is on this DVD, by the way, she's a very, very nice, attractive woman, and she was very open with me. And she told this story. Whatever was landing in Israel did everything a UFO is supposed to do. Okay, everything. They mutilated animals. They left circles. They left strange metals and oils inside the circles. This was, without a doubt, the most verified UFO wave you ever saw. And somehow or another, it is connected to the downfall of Israel today. Some way or another, the timing was, as I said, Oslo begins March 20th, 1994. Oslo is written up July 20th of 1994, and then the giants disappear. Except for that strange being of Herschel Cosentini, those giants disappeared. I'm convinced there is some aspect of this story we will never know about, but you know, if I'm hit by a truck tomorrow, at least I documented it.
Well, you know, the significant thing is that there are spiritual forces out there, that Israel is the very center of so much of what's going on in the world today, which doesn't really make any sense. It's just a little strip of land along the eastern part of the Mediterranean of Jerusalem, and the land of Israel is pivotal to what I believe is God's plan for history. You and I may never fully understand it, Barry, but all we can do is observe, and I appreciate so much the fact that you've taken the time to write this story, The Return of the Giants, because it fits into so much of my other research and simply tends to verify how important Israel is in God's ultimate plan for this time in history. Well, thank you so very much for being with us, and once again, if you want to get the book, it's lulu.com, and you just type in Shamish, and Barry, we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Tonight at 7.
Right. Good night. God bless.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Greetings, John Lofton, recovering Republican here. Are you like me? Does everything you see, read about, or hear make you want to... Yeah, do that. If so, then you really should hear our program, The American View. It starts right here on KHNC Radio, November 5th at 10 a.m. And though I have strong views, I do consider the opinion of others.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
That's The American View, November 5th, 10 a.m.
Now is the time to begin to heal the planet.
Zip it out. Return the prize.
Well, Dr. Stan here, let me tell you that our own military has divisions that work with the supernatural. And I have seen with my own eyes what one of the generals who worked in that division did with a spoon. Now, you may wonder, you've heard of people bending spoons and bending the handles. Well, bending them into a complete circle, this spoon was bent into two concentric circles. You could not do that physically. I mean, there's just no way. I still have a fair amount of strength in my arms, and there's no way I could even bend that handle of the spoon. And yet there are two complete circles. And there's so many other manifestations of the supernatural. And, of course, what they're doing is trying to tap into that supernatural to use it for military purposes, which they should never, never, never be doing. Unfortunately, there are these, there is another dimension out there. And here is where the real great power is. Certainly those of you who are interested, who want to hear my my talk on the planned police state, because we will take you into the other dimension, but we put together a great syllabus on this subject, and if you simply read the material in the syllabus, you will never look the world through the same eyes again, because after telling you where we're headed, then, of course, we explain to you the supernatural element, not from what I say, but from their website. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they have websites in this day and age. These people were in contact with the elder brothers, the spiritual hierarchy, the masters of wisdom, these ethereal beings who they claim have evolved of through successive generations. I believe they're simply demonic spirits. But this organization is financed by some of the wealthiest people in the world today. And you can go to their sub-website, the New Group of World Service, and you will find the wealthiest man in the world. His foundation is financing the New Group of World Service, which is a front for what used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. This is what we're up against. And when you understand that, Barry's story makes so much more sense. Well, you'll certainly want to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. It's on a DVD with a syllabus. Or you'll want to get our four-tape or four-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. You'll want to get the DVDs, award-winning, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginnings, and the DVD, Riddles in Stone, because, of course, this all ties into the secret architecture of America's capital and its relationship to astrology and the star Sirius. And of course, you'll find that so many of the ancient buildings, you know, were aligned with Sirius, this ancient star. Understand that many of our presidents are into astrology, and you need to read my treatise on the occult hierarchy. It's available from Radio Liberty. Three little pamphlets making up my newsletters. You go to our website, radioliberty.com, pull down the newsletters and read them, or get the pamphlets. They're handy to have. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Many people think we're fighting a political or battle over in Iraq. It has to do with oil or Israel or Saddam Hussein or... No. This is a spiritual battle. We are, of course, planned to leave our troops there indefinitely as a preparation for the coming war with Iran, to take us into a war with the whole Muslim world that will lead to the destruction of America. This is not happening by accident. God has a plan, and of course we want to understand. Pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.